那么它还有一种缺点就是什么呢？一定要注意 have the disadvantage of。你发现这个平行结构 have the reputation of, have the disadvantage of, 这样就避免重复使用同一个词汇了。In fact, we know, airplanes have the disadvantage of being dangerous, good? Yeah. 但是却用到了 reputation, 那么说明这个大家知道，大家都清楚说这个飞机它很危险，它有这种口碑 right? 这样远比用 disadvantage更加贴切，同时也避免掉重复。那么这价格很是昂贵 ，but nothing 的一个 but 一出现 ，OK， we know the writer begins to illustrate what where is advantage of traveling by air， right？ 他要论述坐飞机的好处了、But nothing can match them for speed and comfort。好，所以和我们的标题已经相衔接了。但是没有什么能够和他们相比，比什么呢？比速度，比舒适 ，yeah。Match somebody for，yeah。好，我们换个表达方式 ，but nothing can be equal to them，all right？ Or but nothing can equal them for speed and comfort， even though they have got disadvantage。即便有缺点，但是没有的交通方式和它能够相比美。Traveling at a height of 30,000 feet。Far above the clouds and at over 500 miles an hour is exhilarating experience. Okay? You know, in the modern society, people would like to challenge. Don't you think so? 那在现在的社会，人们都愿意怎么样？去挑战的。And we want to experience what we haven't experienced. 我们想去经历我们没有经受过的东西。所以说，那么在云层，高高云层之上，那么它这个高度是达到了30,000英尺，它的时速是500多英里，那么可以说这是让人怎么样相当激动的经历 ，right？ Yeah. Do you think you can get such exhilarating experience if you travel by land or sea？ 你坐路上旅行或者坐轮船旅行，你会得到这种经历吗 ？Yes， positively we cannot， right？You don't have to devise ways of taking your mind off the journey. 好，这句话和我们的前文的哪一个语句是相对比了？所以同学们发现，我们在第一自然段当中是通过比较法 ，right？ Yeah, 通过比较 ，what？ 坐火车的坏处，坐轮船的坏处 ，right？ 坐汽车的坏处来说明，突出坐飞机的好处。而在第二部分当中是采用对比法。Okay, now listen to me.It is almost impossible to take your mind off the journey when we travel by train. Got it? 你想想看，坐火车旅行要转移开注意力，那是不可能的。然而坐飞机旅行的时候是怎么样的呢？ So, how about traveling by air? You don't have to, let's say you needn't devise ways of taking your mind off the journey. 你不必设计方式来转移你的注意力 ，right? Yeah, it is unnecessary to do so. Let's say you can enjoy yourself, right? 那你会这个飞机旅行过得很快乐哈。Why? For an airplane gets you to your destination rapidly, right? Yeah, 因为这个飞机可以很快的让你到达你想到达的地方，你的目的地 ，right? Okay. In fact, I should say, you hardly had time.To what? To feel tired when you had already arrived at your destination. Got it? 你还没有时间怎么样感到劳累，感到厌烦，你就已经到了目的地了。我用到了一个结构形式 hardly when. Okay? So, you had hardly had time to feel tired when you arrived at your destination. Got it? For a few hours,You settle back in a deep armchair. 我们不妨再加个表达方式 You settle back in a deep, a comfortable chair, right? Yeah. 那么在这个几个小时的时间内，你可以怎么样？靠着那儿，深深的、舒服的扶手椅里面 ，to enjoy the flight. Okay. The real escapist can watch film and sip champagne on some services. On some services 这里呢，就是指代什么？On airplane， 在飞机上啊，在一些航班上啊。那么真正的会享受的人，逍遥的人，甚至看看电影了，或者是醉饮什么香槟了。OK， of course it sounds romantic， right？ We can imagine you are settling back in a deep and comfortable armchair, sipping champagne with a beautiful girl beside you, or with a handsome boy sitting beside you, right? So, how do you feel? 那么如果这样的话，你内心是有什么样的感受哈？ Even though there were not a girl or a handsome boy beside you, you could watch film and sip champagne, drink coffee or and something soft drink and what? Some other soft drinks, right? Yeah, okay. So you don't what? Have to take your mind off the journey. You have a lot to do. 对称就 Yeah. 好，那么我们看看 But even when such refinements are not available, 那么可能读者就会提及一个什么问题呢？ What will you do if...All of these are not available. 那么如果这一切都不能够实现的话，你该怎么办？我用到了 available 这个词。There is plenty to keep you occupied. 好，我们可以说今天所学的两个很重点的短语，转移开注意力 ，take one's mind off. 那么集中注意力呢？有事情可做 ，keep somebody occupied. Yeah. 也有好多事情怎么样？不会让你闲下来，让你有事可做。An aeroplane offers you an unusual and breathtaking view of the world. 这里用到了 view, let us say. When you travel by air, you can appreciate the beautiful landscape outside, right? 你可以去欣赏外面的漂亮的景观，透过窗子所看的景色 view.、Yeah.那么这个飞机可以为你提供那不同寻常的激动人心的惊心动魄的什么整个世界的景象 right? You soar effortlessly over high mountains and deep valleys 你可以毫不费力地飞翔在高山上或者是峡谷当中 You really see the shape of the land 你还可以看到整个大地的什么形状 right? Yeah. Do you think you canappreciate the shape of the land if we travel by train, right? Of course not. If the landscape is hidden from view, 如果看不到这漂亮的景观的话 you can enjoy the extraordinary sight of unbroken cloud plains that stretch out for miles before you. 如果我们强调这个景观被云层所遮挡的话是不是这概念 If the landscapeescape is hidden from view、you can enjoy let's say you can appreciate the extraordinary sight of unbroken cloud plains extraordinary sight 实际上所指到的含义还是什么 landscape got it、yeah. spectacle 那么你可以欣赏那连绵不断的云海 that stretch out for miles before you 那么这连绵不断的云海展现在你的眼前还长达数英里 While the sun shines brilliantly in a clear sky, the journey is so smooth that there is nothing to prevent you from reading or sleeping. Okay. Can you do your reading in a train? 你在火车上能把书看得很好吗？Can you do any reading in a car? Of course we cannot. It's quite impossible, right? But when youhave a flight and you can reading you can I should say you can do your reading or have a good sleep nothing can prevent you from doing so 你可以阅读可以去睡觉没有什么事情能够妨碍你这么做 however you decide to spend your time one thing is certain however let's say no matter how you decide to spend your time 就是不论你怎么样想度过你的这段时间这里的 your time is spend your flight 你在做飞行的时间一件事情是肯定的 you arrival at your destination fresh and uncrumpled 你到达目的地是怎么样精神饱满而没有丝毫垮下来的这种感受 right? 好我们是和第一自然段呢又加以对比了 inevitably 不可避免的 you arrive at your destination almost exhausted. 是精疲力尽到达了终点。Okay. So, what do you prefer to be? Exhausted or fresh? 你想选择哪一种呢？究竟是精力充沛还是精疲力尽？ Okay, fresh, right? Yeah. Why?You will not have to spend the next few days recovering from long and arduous journey. 所以最后他加以总结。所以通过41课和44课两课的学习，那么同学们要重点，我们要学会一个什么的问题呢？ When you illustrate advantage of doing something, you do better. What? Illustrate disadvantage of something else by comparison. Got it? 通过比较来说明别的方面的缺点，那么它的目的就是加强突出了你怎么样要表达这个内容的优点，它的好处、right? 好，我们第二自然段最后不妨来总结一下。 Airplanes have the disadvantage of being dangerous and expensive, yet they have got much more advantages when weTravel, right? 但是当我们旅行的时候，这飞机所拥有的好处却要多得多得多。好，请同学们最后来翻译一个语句，结合41课的第二自然段的第一句话。如果你能够舍弃坐火车、坐汽车那为数不多的几点好处的话，你会发现坐飞机旅行会给你提供最好的。这句话应该怎么来表达？If you can do without the few pleasures of traveling by land, you will find airplanes provide us with the best. Got it? Yeah. 那么不妨你可以运用这句话来作为这篇文章的一个、结束。Yeah, okay. 那么这样的话呢，我们和前文就可以说第一二两自然段对比的更加明显一些。好，这一课的内容呢，同学们还有什么问题没有？ Yeah. 留一篇小小的作文，同学们下去呢要写一写。Please illustrate the disadvantage and advantages of studying abroad. 那么通过对比来论述出国留学的好处及坏处。OK. 那么我把这个面呢再缩小一点。I want you to illustrate the advantage of studying abroad. 我要求大家最后的一个结论是出国留学它有好处啊。那么这应该怎么来表达？ Of course, at first you must illustrate your topic. 你首先步入正题，在第一自然段就要道明你的论点。OK? 那么在第二自然段这个知识段当中，我要求大家要表述什么内容呢？或者再把它安排在第一自然段也可以。The disadvantage of studying at home, 在国内学习的坏处，目的是要突出在国外学习的好处。Yeah, of course, when we study abroad, we are faced with some problems that, I should say, that's disadvantage of studying abroad. 那么我们到国外学习也会面临着一种什么？各种难题。那么这个是出国留学它的劣势， right? Yeah.You have to illustrate disadvantage of studying abroad. Yeah. 所以在论述好处之前，你要先客观地讲明出国留学它有 disadvantage. 但是你的用词一定要限制在什么呢？ Even though there are disadvantages of studying abroad, yet we have got few pleasures. Got it? 然而这种坏处它却很少， right?那么最后一部分就是第二大自然段，我邀请你论述，详细的通过实例来论述出国留学的好处。OK， 最后一句话或者是另起一段第三自然段作为我们的一个结尾段，来进一步突出你的观点。分啊，就这样组织这篇文章。所以我是要求大家结合什么呢？第44篇课文的这种写作风格，来充分的运用这种写作的结构形式来模仿。字数我要求在至少150词或者是200字左右啊。If you don't practice writing more, I don't think you can improve your skills of writing. Don't you think so? Right. 如果不加以多练习的话，不去模仿的话， 那么你要想提高写作的能力，这难度是很大的。Okay, do you have any question about lesson 44? 44课还有什么疑问的地方吗？好，那么下面的时间呢，我们就是具体的结合我们刚刚所学过的两篇课文呢，给同学们简单的介绍一下如何去组织一篇文章啊，这就比较理论化的东西了。一般来讲大家都很熟悉，说我们的写作它主要是什么，写作三段法， right? 开头段、中间段、结尾段， OK, 三段或者是四段，那也可能是两自然段， right? 那就根据你当时特定的这个情境的需要嘛。那么一般来讲呢，我们的开头段一定要注意，你要，我这是结合考试啊，如果你要想得高分的话，你的开头段必须是直接了当啊，表明主题，要引起读者或者说你的考官的兴趣， right? OK。 那么同学们有种习惯，洋洋洒洒，我们把最好的留到最后，预知后事如何且听下回分解。那如果你的考官是一老外的话，他没有那么大的耐心。Why? We have got a different custom and different tradition. 你要知道我们这个中西方的文化是完全不一样的啊。我们想把精华的东西留到后面，要扣人心弦，但是英文这门语言的特点是什么？要开门见山。OK, 你这本文章写的最精，特别精彩，但如果你把最要想表达的东西放到了后面，洋洋洒洒写了三万字，老外读了一半还没读出所云，你这作文就是失败。 I should say that is a complete failure, but no. 好，那么我们的中间段，也就是说这个第二段了，支持段，一定要注意，这个支持段主要是由，一般来讲我们说一段或者是两个自然段来组成的，那么它的目的就是要支持你的 topic, 来通过实例，通过例证法，通过对比法，通过比较法来陈述你自己的观点。像41课和44课我们主要突出的通过什么，对比法和比较法，哎，特别是这比较法啊，它很突出。那么我们很快要讲到的59课就是通过例证法啊，一定要注意。那么我们特别现在要求大家写的一些作文议论文，无非是论述 advantage, disadvantage, advantage, right? 所以大多数情况我们所面临的都是通过什么法，对比或者是比较啊。那么如果让你陈述一个观点，你也可能通过例证法去说明它啊。我们一定要注意，中间段主要是用来陈述事实，或者是举实例来说明开头段的主题句，一定要把握这一重点内容啊。所以它本身这个自然段它有自己的主题，我即便我们是在做阅读的时候，也要同注意每一自然段的开头句和结尾句。为什么呢？每一自然段都有其各自的重点主题，那么这个主题主要是在哪儿啊？第一句话或者是最后一句话。那你这开头的第一句话或者最后一句话一定要和你的 topic 要密切的联系。Got it? 好，想想我们在第41课的第一句话它是怎么来表达的。 The quiet country life never appeals to me, right? 而在第二段的第一句话， If you can do without the few pleasures, you will find a big citycan provide you with the best. Got it? Yeah. 你发现这两句话它是前后紧密相呼应的、yeah. 千万不能跑题，所以你的这个重点要紧紧围绕你的 topic。